Hi, everybody. Welcome to Songs from Under the Floorboard. Here at KXRY Portland. If you're listening to it, 107.1, 91.1 FM, and broadcasting clear across the ionosphere at xray.fm. My name is Dave Cantrell, and it's nice to be back after 2 weeks away. And first, I really have to get to a ton of thank yous. Thank you, Vice Device, Spirit Host, Lunch, and Shadow House for playing my birthday party last Friday. It's a huge success. If you're there, thank you. Well, I'll get to that in a second. Thank you to all you that came out. It was really a fabulous time. Couldn't have gone better. And we're going to do it again next year at least once. Thank you to the Blackwater, Keith and Alex. You are angels in the first degree. And thank you, X-Ray, for the support. So, okay, back at it. As you might imagine, there is a sort of a metric tonnage of new material to hit you with. So without hesitation, let's just get right to it. Here's a band from where else? Brazil. It's The Silent Party on X-Ray FM. Radio is yours. Well, frankly, I have no idea what's going on with the CD player. Oh, here. Hold on. I got it. Used to make phantoms I could later chase. Images of all. Oh, let's try it again. Thank you. Man, that is Bleib Modern. I Don't Like You off the Veil of Tears album, which is absolutely brand new, released today. An album from this Bavarian duo. And I yearn to include them in the Out from the Shadows Festival one of these years. And wish me luck on that one. Before that, a band called Gomalaka. And Diaba is the name of the track from the La Encima album that just came out. They're from Sao Paulo, another new discovery. And I got to say that Brazil is truly kind of exploding these days, kind of like Spain was a couple of years ago. Before that, Crystal Soda Cream, Racional Arbatsnita. I love trying on the mother tongues. Anyway, that is what it's called. It's a 7-inch that comes out tomorrow, actually. They are a Vienna-based band, and I really, really want to get them to tour. And I got to dig up that magical wand of persuasion. I know I have it somewhere. It's in the garage somewhere. And start off the set tonight with Silent Party. Sorry for the sort of delay there. A bit rusty. I got over it. Anyway, it's called It Comes in Waves from the 10 Silent Years album, released late last year in November. It's a compilation of sorts. They're from Santo André in Brazil. And like I say, it's a compilation of collected works from 2009 and 2012. And as usual, just goes to show you really how much is going on around the world we don't even really know about. Okay, now we're going to move on to Paris, France. Why not? Here's a band called Ice Sun on X-Ray FM. Radio is yours.
Oui, nous vivons des jours assez tendus. Et la route est assez difficile. Ils sont évidemment pour beaucoup les troubles suscités par des agitateurs qu'il faut réduire et châtier.
Il y a en France des comportements que je ne peux pas tolérer. Il y a en France indiscutablement des forces qui cherche à déstabiliser la République, et qu'il est temps que la République réagisse et que la République marque ses limites et s'affirme.
Fame. la laïcité à la française, c'est que seul l'individu est porteur de droits, pas le peuple, pas les communautés. L'État doit reconnaître des individus avec leurs droits et leurs obligations.
You suck me dry. Parasite, killer in the night. Bleeding eyes on the mind. Take me in,
yeah.
Boy, do I love that. That is New Lovers. Step Alone is the name of the track. It's a sampler off of SoundCloud, actually. Came out last year. They're from Sydney, Down Under. Comprised of five guys. And at this point, that's about all I know. But I definitely plan on finding out more. When I do, I'll let you know. Before that, Silence in the Snow. Mirror Eyes, the name of the track. Also off of a sampler that was just sent to me. That is Sin Malditos from the Oakland band Malditos. Side project called Silence of the Snow, as I said, and they will be part of the opening night festivities, the sort of, or it was a preliminary show on Thursday night at Blackwater of the Out from the Shadows Festival. That's on Thursday, March 31st, but no worries. Details of that will be plentiful in coming weeks, believe me. Start off the set back there with Ice Sun. Militia is the name of the track off of a 10-inch called Militia. Came out October 2014, and right there, proof positive what happens when you get in touch, and especially when you send me a 10-inch on red vinyl all the way from Paris. All right, let's do that step back in time thing. Here are the Neats on X-Ray FM. Radio is yours.
Hello. Support for X-Ray FM comes from the independent record label Kill Rock Stars. Showcasing bands like Bratmobile, Quasi, and Elliot Smith, Kill Rock Stars has been releasing records for 23 years. More info at killrockstars.com. X-Ray FM is supported by our sponsors and by our members. To join the movement and become a member, go to our website and click on the big blue donate button. And thanks.
reflections. I'll take some gin and soak the action. I'll drive a winter, listen to noise that lies behind a yellow pause. I'm being drawn, soaking fool. Inside my car, I need a tool. I like to start, fade away. Don't need the cash, just in case.
You are listening to Songs from Under the Floorboard here at X-Ray FM, where radio is yours and yours and yours. And yeah, I'm looking at you. It's yours too. That was WKGB is the name of the band. Name of the track was Nonstop. And it had a good energy to it, which pretty much echoed the name of the track, if you're asking me. But anyway, it was a 7-inch from 1979 on Fetish Records. I took it off the Homework, number 103 compilation on the wonderful Hyped to Death label. They are from Kearney, Kearney, New Jersey. One of many wild rides on that compilation, though it does include Velvet Monkeys and Wild Stairs, both of which I remember. So it's not all super obscuro stuff, but still, like I say, a wonderfully wild ride. And I'm going to tell you right now to stay tuned after my show for Searching for the Sound with Cosmic Edward, who is calling on the phone right now, but he's going to have to wait to get into the building. But that's the noise you hear in the background, of course. But don't want to miss Searching for the Sound with Cosmic Edward. Probably the most knowledgeable DJ just about that I know, especially psych knowledgeable, and plus he's just one far-out dude. A bunch of people got moved. Their slots got moved. Their shows got moved. Ed and I, nope. We're holding down Friday night. We got you anchored right here. Before that was Yosef K. and Drone from the Sorry for Laughing album, the reissue, well, actually the first issue from 2012. Originally recorded in 1981, it was the original debut that was ultimately shelved because the band thought it sounded too glossy, which is pretty crazy in retrospect. But anyway, glad to finally have it here in the library. For that, the Feelies, Forces at Work, off of the Orc Records box set that just came out last year. Originally recorded in 1978, a previously unissued version of that tune that would ultimately appear on the 1980 Crazy Feelings LP. That Orc collection is scary good, by the way, and a huge thank you to my wife, Joanne, for that birthday present. Start off the set back there with the Neats and Sad. Boston Band off of the Neats, is the name of the album, debut album. Boston Band on Rick Hart's Ace of Hearts label, home of Mission of Burma, originally, The Liars, Real Kids, all of that. So anyway, I got to answer the phone, so we're going to jump back here to modern day. Here's a band from Brazil whose new album is just insanely good. Now I'm going to repeat that. It is insanely good. I just finished writing a review for it. It's going to be up on Monday. I will post that on this show's Facebook page. They are Scarlatina Obsessiva here on X-Ray FM. Radio is yours. We'll be right back. And that is Escarlatina Obsessiva here on X-Ray FM, where radio is yours. That is Poisoned Water is the name of the track. The name of the album is called Druzba. Came out digitally on December 28th, but it's going to be released sometime in the spring on mass media. So I've been told anyway. But whatever the case, I got to tell you, it is a stunning record. Already odds on favorite for Album of the Year honors, quite possibly. Which is pretty odd since it technically came out before the year started, but I don't care. It carries over. I mean, it's just that strong, and you're going to have to believe me on that. So that was an awfully short set, wasn't it? One song set. But I wanted to give myself some room to comment on the fact that I haven't been here since New Year's Day, and a lot has transpired since New Year's Day. I turned 60. That's why I wasn't here 2 weeks ago. I was at the coast with my wife. I turned 60. My birthday was on the same day as it has been every year since I was born, on David Bowie's 9th birthday. So I don't know whether you saw the piece that I wrote about that. I had to come to grips with it like we all did in some way or fashion. And at any rate, I wasn't able to have, still haven't picked up the album. You can't even find it in town anymore. But so, yeah, and then last week was the birthday party thing at Blackwater. So it's the first time I've been able to address it. Obviously, absolutely gutted. That's pretty much all I'm going to say about it. But I am definitely going to feel it. There's going to be this twinge now on my birthday. I know it sounds odd, but it's just the case. I don't feel that way about Elvis Presley, who also shared that birthday. I don't feel that way about Stephen Hawking, who also shares that birthday. But losing Bowie, well, yeah, we all know. And I'm just stating the obvious here, but I had to say something about it. And on that note, I'm going to go out tonight with a Bowie cover. This is a band called The Spoiled. They are from Paris, sort of a post-punk cold wave, stone's throw from Berlin. And this is their cover of Warsaw. See you next week. Thanks for joining me. Good night.